Good evening, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to Arab Voices on Houston's Pacifica Radio, listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM, with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Today is your lucky day because this is your opportunity, our dear listeners out there, to become listener sponsors of your community radio station, KPFT 90.1 FM. That's right. KPFT started last Thursday its fall 2016 membership drive. And that's where we call upon you, the listeners, to upgrade your listenership to listener sponsors of this commercial-free community radio station. Please give us a call right now at 713-526-5738 and pledge your support. Any amount would be greatly appreciated and it will make a big difference. We do accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, cash, checks, payments over several months. Any way you can afford and any way you can pledge, we can accept that. Please give us a call right now. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call. KPFT has been on the air since 1970. It's about 46 years old right now. This particular program, Arab Voices, has been at this station for so many years, since April 2002. That's 14 and a half years this month, as a matter of fact. In 6 months, it'll be 15 years for us, for me, producing and hosting this particular program every single Wednesday. So if you appreciate this program and the various programs that this station brings you, we call upon you, our listeners, to be a part of this great family by calling us right now at 713-526-5738 and donate to your commercial-free community radio station. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization, so your contributions could qualify as a tax deductible on your income tax, which is coming in a few months. Tax. Let's not talk about Trump right now. When that word is mentioned, everybody now thinks of Donald Trump when we talk about taxes. Please give us a call right now. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call and support your community radio station. It is critical. It is important. Why? Because we rely on you, the listeners, not the corporate world and not the government, for support and to stay healthy, vibrant, and on the air. That's right. You, the listeners, make a big difference. This station's annual budget is way over $1 million, and that comes from you, the listeners. We are a nonprofit. This station survives on more than 150 non-paid volunteers and only few paid staff. I am a volunteer. I don't get paid anything whatsoever. As a matter of fact, if I need a digital recorder to record interviews or record lectures, I have to go buy my own. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call right now and support your community radio station. We can't do it without you. Only with your help, only with your support, only with your pledges, we can do so. We have so many volunteers right now at Pledge Central, right here at the studios of KPFT, to take your call, to take your pledge, whether it's $40 or $100 or $200. Our goal this evening is $900, only $900 we need to raise between now and the top of the hour. And we've done it in the past. We come to you four times a year to ask for your support and your pledges. For those who tune in to this station and to this program, you already know the wealth of guests and different and diverse topics that we cover on the station, and especially this particular program, Arab Voices. We bring you experts literally from around the globe to talk about different topics every single Wednesday. You may not necessarily agree with everything that is being said. You may not necessarily agree with everything the guests talk about, but this is an opportunity for better understanding. I bring you those expert guests to talk about the subject matters, and I usually open the phone lines for you, the listeners, to call and ask them questions live. again, for better understanding. Tonight we call upon you to call that same phone number, 713-526-5738, to make that pledge for your community radio station. Let's go now to Pledge Central to check on how we are doing there so far this evening. And right now we are joined by Les. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, Saeed.
There we go. Sorry.
We are here in Pledge Central. Sorry, I was just waiting for you to introduce me there. I should have just jumped right in, but because we do have great news. We do have a call working right now. We have one person pledging, so they're getting us started here, and that's always a great sign that someone's already heard your pitch, and they already have recognized how valuable Arab Voices is and KPFT in general for bringing such a wide variety of perspectives here for Houston listeners.
Absolutely. We greatly appreciate that. How long have you been working here at KPFT?
Gosh, it's going to be 2 years here in December. I started working in the music library, and I've been doing it weekly ever since. And it's just great to be a part of this station.
This is fantastic. Now, since for the last 2 years, you probably have been listening to KPFT for many more years before that. And what is your view of all the different flavors of programming that this station brings to the greater Houston area?
Well, the thing I think about the different flavors, like you say, is that if you keep your dial tuned to KPFT throughout the week, whatever hour of the day it might be, you're going to run across a new perspective, new music. Lots of things are going to challenge you throughout the week, and that's not going to happen if you leave your dial on some other station where they're going to get you the same stuff basically morning, noon, and night. On KPFT, there's something new morning, noon, and night throughout the week for you. And so I think that keeps the mind active and thinking about all the new input you have and different perspectives and different tunes you get. Just across the board, I think it's really is good for an active mind to have a station like KPFT here in Houston for folks to get that variety of ideas and music.
Absolutely. And this station, and right now people are listening and tuning to Arab Voices. Again, for those who are familiar with this program, you know what we've been doing for 14 and a half years. But the pledges you make this evening during Arab Voices, the support, it's not going to Arab Voices. There is no budget earmarked for each program, for each show. It's a lump sum that the station has to collect. The goal for the station overall during this fall membership drive is $250,000. And that needs to be raised, basically. So they divide based on the time and the day and so on and how much each program needs to raise so the station can reach its overall goal of $250,000. But all the money goes into one pot that makes the station survive. So again, our goal this evening is $900. And we are calling upon you, our listeners, to help us reach that goal, and we can do it with your support by calling right now, 713-526-5738. You heard Lars talk about it and how important it is for this station, and it looks like we have somebody to thank already.
That is right, Saeed. Ishmael is the one I want to thank right now, and he was very generous. He's got us almost halfway to our goal for this hour.
Wow, this is fantastic. This is absolutely great news already. We greatly appreciate it, Ismail, so much for that very generous contributions. This is a great start for Arab Voices. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call right now and support your community radio station. We simply cannot do it without your support, without your help. We know we can reach that goal. With few more calls, we have several thank you gifts to offer you this evening for those who are interested, and we have been offering them in the past, and this is basically to get to a certain level of pledges, if you will. So, for example, if you contribute at a $120 level money, whether it's credit card, cash, Visa, MasterCard, we can offer you the new film documentary, a new that has been out there just few months only. And that new film documentary is called The Occupation of the American Mind, Israel's Public Relations War in the United States. It's an outstanding film documentary that truly must be watched by every single person in the United States. It is a DVD, The Occupation of the American Mind. We are offering it at $120 level support. This is our thank you gift for those who contribute that money. The film, the executive producer of that film that was released just a few months ago, Saad Jalali, was actually a guest on this program live in May of this year to talk about the film when it was released. And I will play portions of that interview that I conducted with him later this evening so you can get an idea of what that film is all about. But this particular film documentary, it features Roger Waters, Amira Haas, M.J. Rosenberg, Stephen Walt, Noam Chomsky, Rula Jibril, Rashid Khalidi, Rami Khoury, Yusuf Munayyer, Norman Finkelstein, Max Blumenthal, Phyllis Bennis, Norman Solomon, and many others. Most of those, by the way, I've had him live on this program over the years. So that's just an example, one of the many thank you gifts that we are offering for you this evening. When you call 713-526-5738, you can actually ask our volunteers about the list, what else we are offering. And I will mention some of them as we continue with this hour. 713-526-5738. Is that phone number to call right now and support your community radio station. Every penny counts, regardless of the amount. If you can afford $40, that's greatly appreciated. If you can afford $300, that is greatly appreciated. But most important is for you to call and support your community radio station right now at 713-526-5738. We also have the Palestine 4 Film Pack. That's another thank you gift. It is four documentaries, four separate DVDs. It's available at the $300 level support. You get four films on the Israeli-Palestinian crisis and history, some of which are multi-part series. The four films are An-Nakba, that's an award-winning four-part series. That's the Palestinian catastrophe. That's what An-Nakba means. It's Arabic for catastrophe. The second one is called The Price of Oslo. The third one is called Peace, Propaganda, and the Promised Land. And the fourth one is called Occupation 101. All those four films are packed together into what we are calling Palestine 4 Film Pack. If you want to understand ISIS, there is a book that was published by Phyllis Bennis, whom I've had on this program several times live. It is called Understanding ISIS and the New Global War on Terror. It's available at the $150 level support. Please call us right now at 713-526-5738 and pledge your support. Every penny counts because we cannot do it without you. We can only continue to bring you Arab Voices and the many other programs that this station brings you with your support, with your pledges. 713-526-5738. How are we doing, Lars? Any more calls or not yet?
Unfortunately, Saeed, the phones have been silent since Ishmael got us kicked off here. So I do encourage anyone else. We can't do it with just one caller. We need to hear the voices from everyone in Houston here. That's what this station's all about. We hear from everyone in the community to make this community radio station tick. 713-526-5738. We're already off to a good start. Help us get to our goal here for Arab Voices tonight.
Absolutely. We greatly appreciate your call. Now, I do want to mention one thing here for our greater Houston area. It's some sad news to report to you. This past Saturday, October 1st, a true hero for peace, human rights, and justice passed away right here in Houston, Bob Carter. Bob Carter died at the age of 85. He was born in 1931 in Madisonville, Texas. He earned a degree in pharmacy from the University of Texas in Austin. After that, he spent 18 months in Germany with the United States Army. Upon his return to Texas, he attended the University of Houston, where he earned his master's in music. Bob's Christian faith inspired him to be a passionate peace activist and was a voice for peace in the Houston community and local media promoting nonviolence. In 2006, he and others created and organized a group called Justice for Palestinians to promote peace in the Israeli-Palestinian problem. Bob was also active in a group to help abolish the death penalty. I knew Bob personally for several years, and we often had conversations about politics, especially on the Palestinian-Israeli crisis. He was always full of ideas and suggestions. Bob Carter led the efforts for many years to hold rallies with large special signs calling for an end to the Israeli occupation of Palestine over the bridges over Highway 59, so commuters can see and read these special large signs. And he did it on a weekly basis for many years. He used to participate in demonstrations and vigils held in the greater Houston area in support for Palestinians. He also worked on getting billboards up around Houston calling for an end to the Israeli occupation and an end to the U.S. tax dollars going to Israel. He was well respected and admired by many who knew him amongst the Palestinian American community and many other communities in the greater Houston area for his tireless efforts in calling for justice and human rights. In March 2012, Bob Carter received the Palestinian American Cultural Center's Abu Ubaidah Community Service Award for his outstanding service to the community. And yes, Bob was a great supporter for Arab Voices, and he has contributed many times over the years during our membership drives. Bob is survived by his wife of 50 years, Gail Carter, with whom he celebrated a golden anniversary this past summer. He is also survived by his two sons and other relatives. A memorial service to celebrate Bob's life will be held on Monday, October 10th at 1 p.m. at First Congregational Church of Houston, located at 10,840 Beinhorn Road. My deepest condolences to his wife, Gail, and his family members. Bob Carter will be missed by many. May he rest in peace. So, Bob, as I mentioned, he was a great supporter of Arab Voices because he believed in what this station does and the programs that we have been bringing to the greater Houston area, again, for better understanding. So he's only one of few that actually support this station. You may or may not realize that, but not every single listener out there actually supports KPFT financially. So your contributions will make a big difference. Not only are you making it available for yourself, because again, that's the only way we can stay on the air, but you're actually making it for a lot of other people who may not be able to or have the financial resources to support KPFT, even if it's $40 or $100 annually or whatever amount. So your contributions will be a big help in making this program and this station available for the greater Houston area. So please call us right now during this fund drive to support your community radio station, 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call right now and support your community radio station. We do need your help. We do need your support. Now, we talked about Bob, we talked about Palestine and his passion for solving that problem and calling for justice and human rights to the Palestinian cause. So speaking of Palestine and Israel, a few hours ago, the Israeli Navy forces stormed the Zaytuna boat from Freedom Flotilla. Yes, the Freedom Flotilla that has sent several boats to the Gaza Strip and attempted to send other boats to the Gaza Strip over the years. Their last effort was this Zaytuna boat that was all women on board, all women in support of Gaza and to break the blockade and siege on Gaza. They were on that special boat, a Zaytuna, headed for Gaza. The Israeli occupation navy, the Israeli occupation army, stormed a Zaytuna boat a few hours ago. They took over it and then kidnapped them from international water and took them to Israel. All women aboard that boat. There are 13 women, as a matter of fact, on board that boat, including Mairead Maguire from Ireland. She's a Nobel Peace Laureate. Marama Davidson from New Zealand. She is a member of the Parliament. A member of the Parliament of Sweden, Jeanette Escanella, was also on board. Samira Dofia, member of the Algerian Parliament, was on board. An Olympic volleyball winner, Leanne Naidoo from South Africa, was on board. And from the United States, Anne Wright, a retired diplomat and a retired colonel from the United States Army, who served for 29 years. She was on that boat to break the siege on Gaza. There were many others. As I mentioned, 13 women. There was one from Malaysia, from Russia. There's a journalist from the United Kingdom, a photographer from Spain, a student from Norway. Their whereabouts, well, it's known now, they are in Israel, but we don't know their condition. But Israel, as it has done in the past, in previous years, in previous freedom flotillas that were going to break the siege on Gaza, they stormed that Zaytuna boat. By the way, Zaytuna is the Arabic word. It means olives. So they were getting close to the Gaza Strip when Israel took action in international waters and kidnapped them and their boat and took them to an Israeli port. This is just one stop in so many outrageous activities and actions by the Israeli government over so many years, violating international laws, kidnapping people from international water, and not to mention what they do to the Palestinians in the occupied Palestinian territories on a daily basis. Now, of course, when we talk about freedom flotillas, this was the fourth of its kind, this Zaytuna flotilla, since 2010. The first freedom flotilla was brutally attacked by Israeli Navy forces who killed 10 Turkish activists aboard the Mavi Marmara ship. And we reported on that heavily at that time. Yes, they stormed that ship and they brutally murdered, killed 10 Turkish activists who were peacefully trying to reach the Gaza Strip to break the siege on 2 million Palestinians who are living in the largest open-air prison in the entire world, in the most densely populated area in the world. Today, the United States apparently made a statement that they are not happy with Israel because Israel is building more settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. Interesting. And just a couple of weeks ago, the United States decided to award Israel $38 billion, give Israel $38 billion in military aid over the next 10 years with our tax dollars. The Israeli story is so big in the United States in terms of how they twist and how they control the so-called mainstream media, or we call them the corporate media here, in making the case as if Israel is the victim and the Palestinians are the oppressors, leaving the impression as if Israel was occupied by Palestinians. This is detailed in that film documentary that I mentioned earlier that is called The Occupation of the American Mind. Israel's public relations war in the United States. It is truly a must-see documentary for everyone in the United States to understand, to really understand how they manipulate the media and even politicians. I want to read a quote by Gideon Levy, columnist for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. This is what he said about this film documentary. I wish every American would watch this powerful documentary. Not only every person of conscience, but every taxpayer must see it, and then ask themselves if the status quo is acceptable and can continue deep into the 21st century. That's Gideon Levy describing that special, brand new, again, it was released just a few months ago, film documentary. So as I mentioned earlier, I had interviewed the executive producer of this film documentary live on this program in May of this year, 4 months ago, or 5 months ago now. His name is Saad Jali, professor of communication at the University of Massachusetts, a leading scholar on advertising, public relations, and political propaganda, who has authored numerous books and so on. So he's the executive producer of this brand new film documentary, The Occupation of the American Mind, Israel's Public Relations War in the United States, which features a lot of famous personalities. So I spoke with him about this film documentary. So I want to play now a portion of that interview, because I would like you to call in right now. We are offering this documentary for those who call in and contribute $120 to KPFT during this fund drive, because we do need your support. We do need your help. That's how KPFT can survive and can bring you these programs, such as Arab Voices, such as Democracy Now!, such as the Progressive Forum, such as The Monitor, and so many other great programs that this station brings you around the clock. Please call us at 713-526-5738, and let me go to Lars one more time before we play some of that interview I did with Saad Jali. Lars.
Yes, Saeed, I know your pitch has been working. We had someone who just called in now. They want to get that Occupation of the American Mind DVD.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, they're pledging for that, and they're definitely appreciating these materials being offered. They're not going to. They're going to have a hard time getting these elsewhere.
This is great. Greatly appreciate that. Please call at 713-526-5738. I have so many quotes about this film documentary from so many people out there that they are recommending it very highly. This is very timely. Just released a few months ago, The Occupation of the American Mind. You truly must get a hold of this documentary and watch it. Watch it with your neighbors, with your friends, so you can understand how they manipulate the American mind. It's only available at the $120 level support. If you can't afford $120 all at once, when you call in, you can say, can I pay over 2 months, two payments, three payments? Yes, you can. Just tell them that when you call 713-526-5738. Let's listen in to a portion of that interview with Saad Jali about this film documentary, The Occupation of the American Mind. You have just released a few weeks ago a brand new film called The Occupation of the American Mind, Israel's Public Relations War in the United States. Tell us more about this new film.
The argument that we make is that that Israel's occupation of the West Bank and its siege of Gaza and its continuing oppression of the Palestinian people could not go on without American support. And American support is dependent upon public opinion. And what Israel has realized is that you've got to be able to control American public opinion so that there's no pressure put on American elected officials to change the incredible pro Israel policy that the United States has had for the last 50 years. So the film is really says, in addition to the occupation of the occupation of the West Bank, in many ways relies upon the occupation of American public opinion and the public to make sure that they do not understand the conflict the way it should be understood, to distort the conflict so that Israel is seen as always being on the defensive, Israel is seen as the victim, and the Palestinians are viewed through a terrorist lens. That requires a lot of work. Spinning that narrative over the last 50 years has required a lot of work. And it's, you know, and they've used the tools of public relations. They've used the personnel of public relations and advertising to make sure that the American public actually doesn't have a understanding of the conflict. Because if they did, then their opinion would change radically.
And of course, they rely extensively and heavily on the media, the so-called mainstream media, we call them here at Pacifica, the corporate media, to disseminate that misinformation about the reality and about the truth of the Palestinian-Israeli problem. And like you mentioned a minute ago, they highlight that Israel is always the victim in this case for so many years.
They've figured out a way to hijack the way that the media and journalists, you know, think about these things. So the frame they always, you know, so if whatever happens, you know, in the conflict, you know, whether it's Israel, you know, launching, you know, hundreds of bombs on Gaza, you know, killing civilians, you know, women and children, that is always seen through the lens of if Israel is a victim responding, that is acting defensively. And the media has really bought this line, kind of hook, line, and sinker. And it's difficult to get any other kind of perspective, you know, through on mainstream media.
Well, you mentioned the media frame. I would like to play a few seconds from a clip or audio bite from this film. It talks about the media frame, and we'll get more information from you on it. But for our listeners, let's listen into a portion of this film.
There's really no way to fully understand why the Palestinian people have resisted Israel for so long without understanding this basic history of dispossession and occupation. But for the most part, this isn't the story we get in American media coverage. Instead, the legitimate grievances of Palestinians, including their right to resist an illegal military occupation, get pushed out of the frame by this constant discussion about extremism and terrorism and anti-Semitism.
You know, rational, clear-minded people understand that Hamas is a terror group, and it is committed to killing Jews and wiping Israel off the face of the earth. That's not debatable. That's a fact.
It's never about land, somehow. That gets dropped out. It's never about settlements. It's always about they hate us because we're Jewish.
Whatever the Palestinians have done is portrayed in terms of mindless violence against Jews out of some kind of primeval anti-Semitism. No sense of how this started, where the animus comes from. It's completely inexplicable in the way in which it's generally presented. And these people basically kill because they hate, and they hate because they're irrational Muslim fanatics or whatever.
And I think Americans largely get it. They know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are.
This is not an illusion. American public opinion is generally supportive of Israel because it's been led to believe that Israel is in the right and the Arabs are bad guys.
And none of this is by accident. It's the result of a deliberate effort to shape American perceptions of the conflict. A propaganda effort that really begins to take shape with Israel's invasion of Lebanon in 1982.
Now, that was your voice there speaking in this movie, because you are featured in it, Professor Jolly, as well as our listeners. Some of the voices they just heard may not be strangers for those who tune into Arab Voices, like Phyllis Benes and Professor Rashid Khalidi. They are featured in this movie, as well as dozens of other experts that are featured in this movie, and we will talk about more of them during this hour. So tell us a little bit more. You have so many people featured in this documentary, and you are dissecting and talking about different segments of how public relations works and the horrendous efforts that Israel, which I would say has been very successful for so many years in making Israel as the victim and the Palestinians as the oppressors. And many people here probably believe that Palestine is occupying Israel, not the other way around.
Yeah, actually, that's how I started off into this, you know, a long while ago. I'm a professor at the University of Massachusetts, and I was teaching large lecture classes. And at the very start of the semester, I asked my class a question. I wanted to know what they knew, not what they thought. That is, you know, what was their knowledge of the situation? I asked them a very factual question. I said, which of the following countries has been continually condemned in the United Nations for occupying someone else's land in the Middle East? So there was an objective question to which the answer, of course, is Israel. And I did this over 3 years, and I mean, shockingly, or perhaps not shockingly, I found that between 58% and 62% of my students thought that it was the Palestinians that were illegally occupying someone else's land. So when history is being turned on its head, there's no possible way that you can, you know, then understand the situation in any kind of accurate manner. And so what I was interested in was, okay, how did this happen? Because, you know, people's opinion is formed by the ideas that they're exposed to. And so I got interested in how it was that reality was flipped on its head in this way. And we did a couple of films. We did Peace, Propaganda, and the Promised Land about 12 years ago. And then the new one, as you mentioned, is The Occupation of the American Mind. The looks at that, how has this come about? How is it that that Americans simply do not understand the basic, even the basic facts of the situation? And again, the reason is because there's been an incredible effort of propaganda and public relations directed at the American people. In fact, I think you could argue that Israel's PR efforts have been perhaps should be taught in public relations schools as a model of how you run a public relations campaign and how you keep a whole population uninformed.
Because they have been, exactly, we give them an award for that. Of course, it's all based on lies, disseminating lies and misinformation, completely opposite to the truth. Why don't we listen to a few more, a minute or two from another segment from this movie to give our listeners a taste of what you cover there, and we'll talk about it more. It's about public relations firms and how the Israel employs and hires those companies such as the Israel Project. Frank Luntz will talk about it more in a few minutes. But let's listen into another portion from the Occupation of the American Mind movie.
A number of well-funded public relations organizations have emerged within the United States to help Israel justify its policies, especially the occupation and settlements, on security grounds. One of these groups is the Israel Project. In 2009, the Israel Project turned to conservative pollster and rebranding expert Frank Luntz.
Frank Luntz. This is the man that reframed the estate tax as the death tax, healthcare reform as government takeover of healthcare. Now, some critics have called Luntz a spin doctor who manipulates public emotion, but Luntz would reframe that as Fox News analyst.
The Israel Project hired him to determine which talking points used by Israeli and U.S. officials over time have been most effective in maintaining American sympathy for Israel. Luntz wrote up his recommendations in a 2009 report called The Global Language Dictionary.
If you want to understand how the propaganda works, especially in the U.S., you need to read the Luntz document. He's really clear that the occupation and especially the settlements are a problem. And he points to polls that show a large majority of Americans actually think that Israel should retreat to the 67 borders. In fact, he says, when you talk about land in terms of 67, you completely flip American sentiment against you. But, and this is his solution, if you bring up the danger of terrorism, you win back the support. The key, Luntz says, is to claim that the fight is over ideology, not land, about terror, not territory. In fact, these three words, terror, not territory, summarize the basis of the propaganda campaign in the U.S.
They are basically flipping the coin, flipping the equation to make a case, and they don't talk about an occupied land, do not talk about that stuff, and it's a public relations firm, the Israel Project.
Yeah, well, the Israel Project is not a public relations firm. That's a foundation that hired Frank Luntz to do it. But, yeah, I mean, they hire many, many public relations firms to do this. And again, the best way to think about it is, as I said, I mean, that was me in the clip, mm-hmm. saying, you know, if there's three words that summarize it, it's, you know, the summarizer campaign, it's terror, not territory. And that's essentially, I mean, you think about it like a magician. You know, the reason the magician works is by deflection, is by diversion. You know, the left hand is doing what is the trick, and you're watching the right hand. And in this sense, when Luntz says, you know, the idea, what you've got to get people is focused on ideology, not land, on terror, not terrorism. What he's essentially saying is you've got to get people away from reality. Because as soon as you talk about reality and as soon as you talk about history, then in fact people realize how unfair the situation is and public sentiment, you know, flips against Israel. And so you've got to always keep it away from talking about land and land and rights and democracy and put it always on to terrorism, which is why, you know, Hamas is the perfect entity for Israel. You know, if Hamas didn't exist, they would have to invent it. You know, which is why every few years they provoke Hamas in some way to, you know, to launching these ineffectual rockets, so they can have another war, and all the attention then goes on that. All the attention goes on to Hamas and terrorism, etc., and the occupation gets forgotten. And that's exactly how a magician works. It's actually to deflect you away from what is really going on.
So that was a portion of the interview that I conducted live on this program, Arab Voices, just a few months ago in May of this year, with Saad Jalli, professor of communication at the University of Massachusetts, who is the executive producer of the brand new film, The Occupation of the American Mind, Israel's Public Relations War in the United States. You really need to get a hold of this DVD documentary, and you can do so by calling us right now at 713-526-5738 to ask for that DVD if you can pledge $120, because we are in a fund drive. We ask for your support. This community radio station is commercial-free. We do not run any commercials on this station. We do not accept corporate underwriting. We only accept your contributions directly from you, the listeners. Please call us right now. Ask for that DVD. It's a great documentary that you really must have, must watch. 713-526-5738 is that phone number. Let me go now to Lars again to see if we have more people to thank.
Well, I don't have anyone additional besides the call we had working right before you started the selection from your interview. So you do want to thank by name Michael. He wanted that DVD that you were talking about, The Occupation of the American Mind, for just $120 pledge coming to KPFT.
Thank you,
definitely thank you, Michael. And more people like Michael and then Ishmael, who donated earlier to start our hour here. If we get more folks contributing here, that just makes the show stronger and KPFT stronger, because we do rely on you, the listener, to keep this vital organ for information out there. And Saeed, I'd like to share something from the Pacifica mission statement that when I think about shows like Arab Voices you've been doing for 18 years now, they really get to the heart of part of the Pacifica mission, that we contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purpose of this corporation to promote the study of political, economic problems, and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. And I think being able to have a show like this for an hour, where we hear from a certain perspective that, to be honest, in the hit-and-run mainstream media out there, where you get a few minutes, if you're lucky, on a certain event that happened, you probably only get one side of it. On a show like this, we can look and uncover things that are overlooked or hidden, unfortunately, in other forms of media. So I think it's very vital that we keep a show like Arab Voices on here and keep KPFT available to other perspectives here in Houston, because this international community of ours, Saeed, there's so many different folks from different backgrounds, and they need to be represented here on the airwaves, because a lot of people that live here are not getting represented elsewhere besides KPFT.
Absolutely. Houston is the most diverse city, as a matter of fact, in the United States. Please call us right now at 713-526-5738. By the way, the total that we have received so far is $670. Our goal this evening is $900. So that translates into, if we get two calls, two people who call right now to ask for the Occupation of the American Mind DVD, we will reach our goal. And I can play even more of my interview with Saad Jolly, the executive producer of that documentary, until the top of the hour. But we need two people to call. Please call us right now, 713-526-5738. Help us reach our goal. You really ought to see this documentary, The Occupation of the American Mind. Speaking of Israel, the tension is on the rise drastically. Right now, as we speak, over Gaza, because Israel has launched several airstrikes on the Gaza Strip at multiple locations. The news is too early to tell what has happened exactly. And there is a confirmed report that even an Israeli F-16 fighter has crashed and one of its pilots was killed on its way back after it hit Gaza. This is all new information, so I don't have any more details other than several multiple airstrikes on the Gaza Strip by the Israeli occupation army. An Israeli F-16 has crashed and the pilot was killed. Please call us at 713-526-5738 to support this radio program, to support this radio station, KPFT. Less than 10 minutes left before we turn it over to Technology Bytes. I highly recommend you ask for a copy of The Occupation of the American Mind at the $120 level pledge. Put it on your credit card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, Cash, any way you'd like to pay. We can arrange for that. You can even split it over a couple of payments, three payments, four payments over a few months. Yes, we can do that. And yes, you will still get the DVD, The Occupation of the American Mind. How about a few more minutes? We listen now to another portion of that interview I did with Saad Jolly talking about film documentary. But please, we still need two more people to call at $120 level so we can reach our goal this evening. Let's listen in more to The Occupation of the American Mind, my interview with the executive producer. Professor Jolly, that raises another question here. When we look at how Israel, through these firms, disseminates this information, misinformation, and how it tries to make Israel as the victim always, the media, the so-called mainstream media out there, most of them, if not all, they take it as is and they run with it, and even they repeat the words that Israel puts out there as if they are not journalists that are supposed to go and dig and find the facts and talk about them. Your reaction to the media and how the media takes that information as is and basically becomes another public relations firm, if you will, for the state of Israel.
Yeah, well, American media and American journalism has essentially ceased to exist as journalism. That is, you know, to go searching for the truth, and they've become essentially stenographers to power. And Israel knows that if they just flood the information channels with, you know, with their stories, that's where it'll get out there. And that's the key to how public relations and propaganda works, is to get your words into the mouths of someone who's supposed to be independent, like a journalist, so that what comes across doesn't appear as though it's ideological. It just comes across as news. And so the real question is, you know, how has American media allowed this to happen? You know, are journalists, do they know what they're doing and they're just kind of going along with it? Or are they essentially either too dumb that they don't know the situation, they don't actually know the history of what's going on, they don't know anything, or are they just lazy, which is they're just relying upon, you know, being spoon-fed this information? It's unclear which one of, you know, which of those is going on, but the end result is the journalists essentially become spokespeople for Israel and mouth the very same phrases that Israel is putting out there as the way to frame the situation.
In this new film documentary that you produced, The Occupation of the American Mind, you show a segment where Bob Simon, of course, he's with the CBS with 60 Minutes, a few years ago in 2012, he was speaking about Palestinian Christians who live under Israeli occupation. And he has this episode with an Israeli official, with the ambassador of Israel to the United States. We'd like our listeners to listen to that segment, and then we'll talk about it in a few seconds. Let's listen in.
More recently, in 2012, during a 60 Minutes piece, the late Bob Simon dared to report on what day-to-day life is like for Palestinian Christians who live under Israeli occupation.
Israel has occupied the West Bank for 45 years, turning the little town where Christ was born into what its residents call an open-air prison. Christy Anastas lives with her mother Claire, her father, brother, and sister, in this house, which is surrounded on three sides by the wall.
How do you live with this?
Simon's report was seen as so unusual and so incendiary that Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren actually tried to spike it, censor it, leading Simon to directly confront him on camera.
When I heard that you were going to do a story about Christians in the Holy Land, and my assumption, and had, I believe, information about the nature of it, and it's been confirmed by this interview today.
Nothing has been confirmed by the interview, Mr. Ambassador, mm-hmm. because you don't know what's going to be put on air.
Okay, I don't. True.
Mr. Ambassador, I've been doing this a long time, and I've received lots of reactions from just about everyone I've done stories about, but I've never gotten a reaction before from a story that hasn't been broadcast yet.
Well, it's the first time for everything, Bob.
These are examples of exceptional reporting, but they are the exception. And there's a reason for that. In each of these cases, these journalists were mercilessly attacked and labeled anti-Semitic. It didn't matter that they were both Jewish. That's how the climate of intimidation works.
It's almost impossible to get any view that isn't one way or another shaped by an Israeli perspective. Almost impossible. It cannot get in without facing a firestorm of pit bull attacks to make sure that the line is followed.
Everyone who's trying to tell the American public a different...
All right, this is just another portion of the interviews and the what's being documented in this brand new film documentary that's called The Occupation of the American Mind. It is available this evening during Arab Voices, during this program, at the $120 level pledge. Because we are in fund drive and we need your help, we need your support to reach our goal. We are two DVDs shy from reaching our goal this evening, which is at $900. So we need two people to call, pledging at the $120 level support. Ask for that DVD and you will help us reach our goal. Please call right now, 713-526-5738, and support your community radio station, this commercial-free, corporate-free community radio station. We can only do it with your help. We can only do it with your support. Support freedom of the media. Support free speech. Support KPFT. Call right now, 713-526-5738. Lars is helping me at Pledge Central, along with other volunteers, to take your calls to help us reach our goal. Please give us a call right now, 713-526-5738.
That's right. I know we got Bill here. He's ready to talk to someone on the phone to take the next pledge here to support Arab Voices, to support KPFT. And it just goes to the importance of a program like this. And folks like myself included get information from lots of different outlets. And KPFT is an important part of what you of all the news that you gather, because you need this perspective. A show like Arab Voices gives you a perspective you're probably not going to find very easily out in the mainstream media. And don't want to take it for granted that someone else is flipping the bill to keep Arab Voices mm-hmm. and KPFT on the air. You don't want to tune in one day and find out it's not there because you weren't supporting it. This is, like Sayed said, we're non-commercial. We rely 100% on our listeners. It's community radio, and we take that literally. We're not supported by anyone else but you, the listener. And if you value Arab Voices, you got to put your dollars where your ears are at.
Absolutely. Please give us a call right now, 713-526-5738. That's the only way we can do it. That's the only way we can continue to bring you this program. Thank you, Bill, for your contributions tonight, your time, for volunteering to come here to take calls from the listeners. We greatly appreciate it. And thank you, Lars, so much for assisting tonight during this program. I want to thank Elora also. Thank you so much for your contributions, pre-pledge to Arab Voices, so we greatly appreciate that support. So thanks again to Elora, to Ishmael, to Michael, and to the others who wanted to remain anonymous. We are still a little bit shy from our goal, so if you are still listening, if you are waiting for the last minute, yes, I could use that help. Call right now, support your community radio station, 713-526-5738. Ask for the Occupation of the American Mind brand new DVD documentary, Israel's Public Relations War in the United States. It's great, must see by everyone in the United States. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you so much for your support throughout the years. We greatly appreciate it. The only time left is to thank you again and to get it ready to turn it over to Technology Bites, another excellent program that also needs your support and your help. Thank you for listening. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. And until we meet next Wednesday, peace on earth.
Thank you to everyone who